As soon as you take a turn into Steinway Street, you are caught by the aromas of spices, the intoxicating smell from the nearby shisha shop, and even a local North African market selling decadent baklava. Steinway Street in the suburb of Astoria in New York City resembles a busy street in Cairo. It's home to many Egyptians, Moroccans, Tunisians, and Algerians, many who'd immigrated here in the 70s. All of them part of the tapestry of American society. Helena Harid is an American citizen born in New York with Egyptian heritage. Elena, like many, she says, in her community, wants to be seen. Adding a tick box to the new census form, she says, comes close to achieving that recognition. And it's for this reason that the U.S. Census Board is considering a proposal from the Biden administration to allow people to check off Middle Eastern and North African as their race, as well as their ethnicity. A Latino and Hispanic tick box is also being considered after more than a quarter century's old definition of race and ethnicity. New York University professor Anne Morning says every decade, when a census is undertaken, consideration around race and identity exists. Morning says it is important that as the demographic of the U.S. changes, it needs to be reflected in data collection. While this is a small step in recognizing people of MENA descent, it is an important one, especially in a country with such rich cultural and ethnic diversity. Jody Jacob, CGTN, Astoria, New York.